those restrictions lift next week.
Okay, good luck with getting them back in service. Paul Gentleman from Great Western Railway. We can talk to Bruce Williamson, a local rail expert and campaigner. Bruce, to your mind, is this not a shock that we have brand new trains here and yet they've got cracks in them? The entire fleet has to be taken out of service.
Well, it is a bit unfortunate, isn't it? But it's one of those things that just happens in the real world. And Paul mentioned the airline industry. You know, things happen there. We remember there was these cracks in the A380s. Cars get recalled because there's some design fault. And, you know, ultimately, I suppose it all boils down to human error or advancing technology, that no one can get these things absolutely right first time. It's unfortunate, but, yeah, that's the real world for you.
And do you think it's sort of in some ways lucky that it's happened at this time? Because, of course, people aren't using the trains the way they would normally do.
Yeah, the timing is you know, could barely be better in a bizarre sort of way, because the, you know, the railways are less used than they are normally. So that means that they have a lot more slack in the system and they need fewer trains to get back the service that was happening last week, rather than the service we would expect under normal circumstances when the trains are fully loaded with passengers.
Do we know what led to this investigation? I don't think I know the answer to that. Do we know why they began investigating these trains?
Well, I've heard, it'd be interesting to get Paul back, actually, because there's two different cracks I've heard about. There's the lifting points, and there's also a thing called a yaw damper, which is a sort of shock absorber, which is also apparently faulty. But, you know, trains, like any machines, are routinely maintained and inspected. So some eagle-eyed inspector at some point has thought, hang on a sec, that looks like a crack to me, better investigate further. And then they start to investigate across the fleet and realise that there is a problem there. So, I mean, you know, it's reassuring that this fault was found. Because it's part of the train that is used for lifting it up during maintenance, it wouldn't have affected people, you know, it didn't make the train dangerous particularly. But nonetheless, you know, it needs to be repaired.
Yeah, absolutely. And what did you think of what Paul Gentleman was saying there about getting the services back up and running?
To be honest, you know, I think he's listened to a lot of my interviews on other radio stations, because he said a lot of the things I would have said. but yeah,
no,
I mean,
doubt.
It seems absolutely fair enough. I mean, I tell you what I'm pleased about is that actually we're seeing a fairly rapid return to normal, because, you know, these things, I suppose there was a possibility that they could have dragged on for weeks and weeks and weeks and months.
Well, it has been nearly a week, though, hasn't it? That seems
a long time.
But,
I mean, you know, I'm sure inspecting a train is more than a cursory 5-second job. You've probably got to get some sophisticated ultrasound machines or something. There is another issue, of course, in terms of what the train operating company can do to remedy the situation while these trains are out of action. You know, maybe they could have done more in informing the public. Maybe they could have put on extra coaches or borrowed some trains from elsewhere. But
Instead, they just said don't travel. Mainly.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah,
yeah, don't use the train.
Yeah, but overall, I'm pleased it's coming back to a normal service fairly soon.
Yeah, I'm pleased about that as well. Thank you. Bruce Williamson, local rail expert and campaigner. So if you have been trying to get a train...